Wait. You, wait, what?
We're recording.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That was weird.
No, it always does that.
Wait, no, did you hear? It was the clip before. Oh, I guess you didn't hear it. I think I just heard it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's get started.
Let's do it. Roll the intro.
Fired. That is welcome so back. Sick.
We're back for the first time in like 4 months. I was looking at our anchor the other day, and
oh boy, our anchors are like stats thing. By
the last episode was July, and it is October. It's almost been
mid October, end October.
July. What's after July? July, August, September, October. 3 months. Almost 3 months. So that's not too bad of a break. We've been up to not much.
I mean, no.
Same old.
Yeah, we've been working a ton.
School got a lot. Is a lot of the reason that
we... Yeah, I mean, we've recorded twice.
No, once. It's once. It was once. And then I got COVID. We're going to talk about that. Yeah. Where do we even start?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
How have you been lately?
Me? Personally?
Yeah, personally.
Just great. You know what I'm saying?
I bet you're great.
The story of that will come into another episode.
Maybe. Let's give it 2 weeks. Two weeks and it'll come out.
Depends on the outcome.
Depends on the outcome.
Only Carter.
It's currently an inside joke, but it may be not an inside joke later on.
Should I just tell? I can't decide.
Let's give it a minute. Let's wait for it to get resolved first. If it gets resolved.
It'll probably get resolved by the end of the week. If it's either going to be resolved or not resolved.
Yeah. So
it's just financial stuff.
Yeah, financial stuff. Decisions with Lewis.
Okay? Yeah, that's...
Oh,
that's
can we talk about your truck? All the stuff? Let's talk about all the stuff we've done to our cars.
Yeah, okay.
We've done a lot.
I've only done one thing, pretty much.
What have I done?
You've done the wing.
Well, weird stickers. Did you talk about that?
No.
Ooh, wow. So, freaking vehicles.
Yeah.
Vehicles are very fun.
A great way to put your hard-earned money into something that will never last. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
It's like, my truck's kind of old, right? It's 2002. I'm like, I will probably be the last owner of it. It is not... If I sell it, it's worth... $3,000 just because it's got a ton of miles.
How many miles is it? Almost 100,000? No, more than 100,000.
It's more than 100,000.
Like 120?
It's like 140.
Mine's coming on like 96,000.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm almost to 100K. 100K will be the fun. I will stop wherever I am to take a picture of that I had 100K miles.
Bro, I pulled into my garage one time. And it was funny, I like pulled in, and then it changed. Like, right as I pulled in, it was like 1111 1 2 3 4.
Oh, wait.
I might have had a couple extra numbers right
there. I think you just said 11 million miles.
11 million miles.
And dude, if your car was running, that would be like a world record. I think the world record is like a, I don't know, like a Toyota or something. Friggin' Toyota Tacoma. Those things run forever.
Tacomas do?
Tacomas and Honda Civics.
I know, like, not Accords.
Civics.
Yeah, Civics.
Civics and Toyota Camrys.
And, like, Acura is, like, kind of known for, like, long-lasting cars.
Well, Acura and Honda are the same company.
Oh, yeah,
true. Well, they're owned by the same thing. Japanese motor.
There's, like, basically only, like, four owners of, like, cars, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, Mercedes is, like, owned by...
Mercedes owns...
BMW. No,
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen
owns...
BMW,
Mercedes,
and
Audi, Lamborghini.
Yeah, like it's crazy.
Porsche.
And then Ford owns Jeep, right? No.
Dodge. I want to say Dodge.
We don't know.
Or
we could be getting.
I don't know what the exact company is, but yeah. You know, sometimes, do you ever just want a shotgun, like a mountain, or not a mountain dew, like a rock star? That's the mood I'm in right now. Like, I want to shotgun something. I would shotgun that NOS right there, but it's empty.
That's lame.
Yeah.
That's lame.
So, what have we been up to?
A lot of work.
Lots of golf. Actually, not me. Not as but much, you. Yeah. You did lots of golf. Let's talk about your golf season.
Our golf season's been good.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. So our high school team just got first in state.
Yay!
And we actually have the opportunity to go to nationals.
Wait, actually?
Yeah. It's at a course down in North Carolina. And it's being held next year, but for
2020. It's not down, it's over. It's over in North Carolina.
Over.
Well, I guess it's
over, slight down.
Yeah. I like correcting people when they say, like.
Yeah, if I know. You say, you
did. We're going to go up to South. We're going to go up to Salt Lake. I'm like, dude, it's down. You're going like, south. You're taking I-15 south, not I-15 north.
Yeah, Carter loves doing that. It's kind of annoying. Like, oh, yeah, I went to my cousin.
You know what you do that's really annoying, Lewis? You go, hey, guess what? Oh, never mind. I'm like, bruh.
That is my favorite hobby with Carter.
It's not fun. It is not fun anymore. It's not a joke anymore, Lewis.
I haven't done it in a long time, though.
Yeah, but now other people are doing it because they know. And it's just screwed my life over, honestly.
You're welcome.
So
we have nationals over in North Carolina next year in July, and yeah, it's like crazy. There's like 300 of the best players there. The course is like, we do 5 days of 18 holes each day, and it's like a course that like PGA pros play at and stuff like that. It's pretty crazy.
But, wait, yeah. So 5 days of 18 holes?
Yeah, so no, it's crazy.
Oh, so
this wait. This course has 6 18-hole courses.
Yo. On it. Dude, imagine working there.
I know. That's
awesome. Especially like lawns.
Yeah.
Working lawns that would suck. You'd have to mow one every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy.
I know. It's crazy. So we're going to play like
there's you'd have to have 6 randies.
There's an optional optional practice round on Sunday, and then there's an 18 Monday, 18 Tuesday, 18 Wednesday, 18 Thursday. 18
would it be 4A or like would you go against, like, 5A, 6A?
I have no idea, but I just know it's, like, the top 300 players in all of America that are high school age.
Oh, so. Yeah.
And there's, like, going to be recruiters there and stuff like that. Yep, just like me.
I said not you.
Oh, no, it is me.
Oh, it is you.
Well, so they're taking 6 from our school, so we're going to qualify next year.
I don't think that includes you.
It might. It's going to be close. I'm going to be either in that 6th spot or not going, because we're losing 4 seniors, and they won't be able to go. So well, I think I'm going to be right in that 6th spot.
Right.
If not,
well, missing it. Well, you should slide right in there.
Yep.
Okay. Let's
take it back now, y'all.
Take it back now, y'all. What's a funny question that we could ask?
I have no idea.
What makes something funny? What's your take on comedy? What do you think is funny?
I think it's the fact that other people find it funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Literally. Okay.
Like you probably almost chuckled when Carter laughed right there, right? No, I'm not even kidding. Like, someone's at least for me, someone starts laughing, I start laughing.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I walk in the room, people are laughing. I'm like, no, I have no idea what they said, but it's just funny. Like or.
Unless they're making fun of you.
That's lame, yeah. Or another thing on comedy is, like, I feel like
it's that's just, not like, bringing random. The dark jokes.
Huh?
That's not bringing the dark jokes.
The racist jokes, no?
It's not okay, Lewis.
Just kidding. I don't know any racist jokes, but,
yeah, like, someone, like, have you seen the TikToks of, like, where bread just stands up and then falls over?
Yeah.
The first time I saw that, I literally almost peed my pants. Oh, speaking of peeing their pants,
Carter peed his pants today.
Yes. No, I almost did. Oh, I drank so much water today.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's,
I'm a healthy boy.
That is very good.
And I drink a lot of soda, but I
it cancels it out.
Cancels it out, yeah.
Yeah.
There's one time my brother apparently on his bucket list was to pee off a roof. And he succeeded in that bucket list. This is like 3 or 4 years ago, right? Okay. So my little brother, he's sitting on our mailbox. Our mailbox is like pillar. It's kind of like a pillar, and it's like probably 2x2x5.
Yeah, yeah, that's
2x2x5, 2x2x4.
Yeah, 2x2x4 and a half. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea.
No, but my little brother, he was probably like, what, 8 around this time. He's sitting there. we originally started off by doing like trick shots because we were in that trick shot mood. Danger Studios on YouTube. Oh, boy. No. don't look it up. You don't want to.
That's our place, by the way.
What?
That's our old YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Not aware.
We've talked at it a couple times.
Yeah, we have.
If you're new.
Here. If you're new, which you probably aren't, but...
Yeah. So, he's on the roof. He's like, guys, watch this. I'm like, you're not gonna do it. My brother's like, what's going on? He pees off the roof. My little brother, he's laughing hysterically. And then he pees his pants.
Yeah.
On the mailbox. It was actually our neighbor's mailbox. You see our neighbor's all of a sudden I just see pee dripping down the mailbox. I'm dying. He's dying. My brother on the roof is dying. Oh, it was too funny.
Funny, funny. Yeah. But back to the comedy thing, right? He's there laughing because, yeah.
It's like I don't know how it got there.
I don't know how it did. And all of a sudden, I'm in the middle of saying something about comedy, and you're like, oh, I peed my pants or something. I don't know. It's like something that's so stupid and shouldn't be funny is funny.
Yeah.
Like, and it depends how it's delivered. If someone's trying to be funny and it's funny, it's not that funny. I mean, it's sure it's funny, but
I mean,
people that aren't trying to be funny, like...
Yeah.
Like our coworker. Yeah, right? He's not trying to be funny, but he's just got that, like...
Yeah.
He does stuff, and it's funny. Not like we're making fun of him.
Okay, he has crackhead energy.
Yeah,
Extreme crackhead energy.
Like stoner energy, where it's
yes,
like...
Yes, yes.
Where it's like, you're just like... They're just kind of like not aware.
Yeah.
Or whatever. They kind of just zone off for a second.
And then, I've talked about this to Lewis before. When I don't want to be somewhere, crack as many jokes as I can, and I think it's hilarious.
Oh, I think it's so funny. I love it.
I mean, like, one of the things that makes me happy in life is making other people laugh.
Yeah, I've noticed that about you.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
I think Carter prefers to make people laugh more than he likes to laugh.
Well, it's kind of a two-way thing. Like, I laugh when I make other people laugh.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then it like, makes other people laugh, and it's like a big chain. It's
a chain, bro. What's that? It's the like cycle, the laugh
the
cycle.
The wave.
I'm copywriting that and making that the laugh cycle.
The wave cycle?
Joke, laugh, other person laughs, they make another joke. Boom. The laugh cycle.
And then...
That was a funny...
Gosh. You know, and then other things that make me laugh is things that are... completely shouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
Like depressing things.
Depressing things. Oh,
you know? Like...
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what
you mean. Yeah. I don't know what I mean, but you sure do know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I like building Legos.
See, that's like, one of the things. Well, it shouldn't be funny.
You know, look at my Legos and I just say what is in my head. Yeah, I actually have two Lego cars on my desk.
Yeah, I've been staring at that.
You know, at Macy's today, or not today, like, have you seen that they put, like, there's Lego cars you can buy?
Mm-mm.
They're like the Lego Technic things. I cannot speak today.
It's pretty late. I feel like we always record when it's not even that late. But it's like winter, so it feels like it's late.
Yeah.
It's like pitch black, and it's only 8 o'clock.
I don't want the time change to happen. I don't understand why the time change happens.
I don't understand why it has to get dark sooner. Can't the sun just stay?
Well...
Like, the summer's the best. It gets dark at, like, 10:30. And I'm like... I've got, like, so many hours of daylight. Wake up at 5:30, and it's bright. And then you go to bed at... And then it, like, gets dark at 10:30. I'm like... What? And now it's like, you wake up at 9 o'clock, it gets light at, well, it gets light at like 8.
You get what? It gets 30. Light at like, 8. When I drive to school, the sun's
not setting, rising.
So it's like 7:45.
So it's like 7:45-ish.
7:45 to like 7:10.
Depends on the day. Because it's going to... So it's going to start getting light earlier again. Like at like 5:30.
Oh. But it's going to get change. Dark.
But it gets dark at like 5.
So weird. Which
I don't I want. It. When we work, we're going to have like 2 hours.
Dude, I know. In the summer, I was getting like 35 hours a week-ish. Yeah. Especially at the beginning when we didn't have a lot of employees. And now I'm getting like 12 to 17 hours a
like week. Last week... I literally worked 3.7 at 5 hours.
Carter,
quick math, that's probably $127.
3.5 hours?
No, that's not even close.
That's $27, that's buddy.
$27? No.
Ish.
It's going to be like 40.
No, it's not.
40.
We get paid $9 $40.
Yeah, 3.75. See, 3/4 of 9 is around... 7. So 27 plus 7. What's 27 plus 7?
Bro, you're on correct.
$34. $34.
And then there's tax. Cause you, okay, here's a. Okay, this is what I want to talk about.
Oh, you're so aggressive today. What's into you? He looks at me. Oh, okay. Boy.
Okay.
So. I know what's been on going on.
Okay.
Every 5 seconds, he remembers what happened today and yesterday. He's like...
financial mistakes.
Financial mistakes.
So, anyway... You know,
okay, continue. I'm going to talk about my financial mistakes. But continue.
Okay. Okay. Here's the thing. It's like when you used to tip, you'd only tip if you went to a restaurant, right? And you had a waiter. But now it's like every place you go, the thing pops up and it's like...
Yeah.
15%, 20%, 30% customer, whatever, or no tip. And you feel awkward hitting no tip, but it's a job you shouldn't be tipping for. For example, Papa Murphy's. They're making a pizza. They're not cooking it. They're not really doing anything. They're making it, wrapping it, giving it to you. But then that pops up. You feel bad. They're staring at you. You feel bad hitting no tip, but you're not going to like... But it's like, what do you do?
Yeah. Because
you don't need to be tipping.
Like, especially, like... Where was the one place we went to down in Provo? It was the... They gave us the option for a tip. It was the rollerblading place, I think. Was it the mini golf place?
I think it was Topgolf.
Oh, Topgolf, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to tip someone if they're not even doing anything.
Yeah, because, like, tips started as, like...
Oh, so you're doing something good. Like, you're like, cleaning off carts.
Or... only we got tipped sometimes
$2
$2 from an old guy that's like, whatever, I don't want this in my pocket.
Oh, why do I have money? I have extra money. Wow.
No, but like
to this little man selling drugs.
No, but like, wait, tips, what? I feel like start where it's like that would give the incentive for waiters and waitresses to be nice, because they're like, if you're, they're super nice, super like, oh, can I get you another drink, whatever, then you're gonna tip because they were nice and friendly. But it's like, now it's like, I didn't even say words to you. All I did was hand you my debit card and you swiped it. That was your only job. And now it's asking for a tip. I'm like, wait a second.
So I went to this one place for breakfast today after my water polo game. And, well, actually, we didn't even have breakfast. It was lunch because we ate at 11. We waited in there for a long time. I don't know. So we're in there and this waiter guy... So, every time we would take a sip of our water, he would come over and be like, hey, want more water? And
I'm like, yes. Wait, was he Indian?
No.
Oh, dang it. Yeah, I got my hopes up.
But, and then, funny thing, my friend was stacking his straws to make him longer, you know? Like, you fold the inside. Yeah. He got, like, 6 straws. Yeah, and then he came up to us, and he's like, how are you guys? He, like, was making conversation with us. I'm like, that's you're dope. My man.
Wait, where was this at? Just some random restaurant?
It was... some random restaurant down in Ogden, so knows how I said down.
Sorry, carry on.
No, I'm continuing.
When I slap the table, that means I have something important to say.
Oh, dude, we should get buttons.
That would be so cool. We have an urgent button, kind of urgent, not urgent, but would like to say something.
No, I'm about to forget it. I just want to say something, and I have something funny to say.
Dude, that's a good idea.
Let's do it. I'm gonna make those.
You should.
Yes.
Can I say my thing now, Professor?
No, I'm about to forget my thing.
You're talking about Provo. I think I already forgot my thing. That was okay, though.
Oh, boy. So, he was, like, making conversation. He's like, where are you guys from? How old are you guys? My friend goes, I'm 17. He's 16. He's 4. He goes, you're 14? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, no, I'm 16. He started laughing. He was a funny guy. And he goes, yeah, I'm 27. I was your age in 2012.
Oh, boy.
I go, yo. And we start talking about, like, how six-year-olds were born in 2015.
Mic drop.
Bruh. Dude, I'm 16. That's weird. I'm 17 in 4 months.
Holy, that's really weird. We're going to be legal. Well, I mean, like, legal, like, adults in a year and 4 months. 4 months?
Four.
Hold on. Siri's
it's four. Hold on. It's four. No, don't use Siri.
How many months until February?
It's four.
It's 3 months until then.
Dang it. Huh. No, it's four. February 15th.
How many days?
November 15th.
February 19th.
Wait a minute.
Days.
Yo, what? Hold on. 4 days. No. Listen. October 15th. November 15th. December 15th. January 15th. February 15th.
Four months. It's the 23rd.
Yeah. So a bit, like, less than three and a half. Three and three-fourths. Okay.
Three-fourths.
I don't even know where I was going with that. Continue with your statement now.
Okay. Anywho, what did I want to say? Oh, yeah, I want to be a bartender.
Yes.
Okay, how cool is that drink?
You get to see all the drunk people, and they're funny.
Yeah. No, here's actually my thought, though. Yeah. First of all, I saw this cool video of this guy doing it, and he looked awesome.
Bartista? Bartista.
You get to just sit there and just talk to people.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Like, just talking to people all day long. Okay, sometime. And you can kind of go up and get a cue. Like, hey, how's it going? If they're, like, good, then you don't talk. But, like, if they're, like...
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be...
So fun to talk to people.
Yeah, I want to be a cashier somewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to stand up all day. I mean, I already do stand up all day. But you get to actually, like, talk to people and meet new people, strange people. And then you get to see your friends, because your friends will come visit you.
Yeah. I know. I can't wait till I can work up.
Oh, I remember
that. That was kind of scary. Not gonna lie.
Oh, okay. Hear me out, okay? I told this to Lewis.
Okay.
I'm starting to sell stickers.
No way.
Yeah. So, my mom doesn't want me to work during the winter. And as soon as, mid-November hits, we're not going to have a job. Two pay periods.
I mean, like, pretty much, like... I already don't even consider myself having a job. Well, I mean, I do. But, like, I get, like, 12 hours of work a week.
And, I mean,
what are you
doing? I don't know. I just wanted to stretch my legs for a minute.
Honestly, I'm feeling the same way, but...
Yeah. Bleh. And then, like... I just want to sell stickers, because that would be fun.
I'll be your customer.
You want to be my first customer?
I'll just be your customer.
I'll give you half off.
Bro, that'd be lit.
So I'm going to sell them on eBay and Etsy. And if I do well, I'm going to make my own website.
Okay? That would be cool. I'll design it for you.
I can design it myself.
I'll make it for you. I'll
shut do the up.
Programming for
shut
it.
Shut up. There's this thing called, gosh, GoDaddy. Actually, I found this one website place that... You don't even have to pay, like, any fees for anything.
That's called a scam.
You know what? Can we talk about a scam? Can I talk about this?
No.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Foreshadowing. No. But you don't have to pay any fees, okay?
Until they ask you for some money.
This is so hard for me not to just start talking about.
Same. I was just about to give all the details, but... Here's the thing. You're going to sign up for free.
And you're going to get all your information on there. And they're going to be like, hey, you can't get your information back unless you pay us $1,000.
Gosh. Information back.
I don't know.
But all you have to do is, like, sign up for it. Well, you don't even have to sign up. You just have to, like, do, like, I don't know. I honestly have no idea what I'm doing with my life at the moment, so. Yeah.
Nice.
We're almost out of time.
Out of time? There is no limit.
There is always a limit. We should actually start having a timer and, like, time your episodes. It's like,
yeah, actually, that'd probably be a good idea. Yeah. I mean, or we could just do long ones and cut it up and then do it separately.
What do you think of winter?
I hate it.
Why?
Well, okay, here's the thing.
Spin season.
What?
Spinning season.
That's true. Driving a rear wheel truck with a V8 in the winter.
That was exactly what your truck sounded like.
I know, it sounds kind of nice.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Continue.
I was going to say, oh yeah, winter. So, at first, I'm like, oh, I love the weather changing. But I'm like, no. Oh
my gosh, it's purple.
The summer was so nice. I woke up early, played golf, and then worked. I worked and then I played golf.
Yeah.
That was just my summer. And I loved it. I was on my feet all day, pretty much. Like, my stand hours were crazy, bro. And then it's like winter. I've got zero daylight. It's cold. Like,
ski season.
Yeah, but it's like,
I got one free day to Beaver Mountain.
Hey. Me, you, and I don't know.
It's nobody.
Nobody. There's nobody else.
There's nobody
else. Let us know if you want to be friends.
We have no friends. Hey, hit us up if you want to box me.
And then, then this year I'm like, my job's ending. I can't golf. Well, I can't.
Aren't you going to get another job?
Yeah, that's kind of in the works, but he's only hiring one person.
Yeah.
And he had someone from last year that he really liked. But that dude can only work afternoons. I can work mornings. So I might work mornings. I don't know. He'll let me know around Thanksgiving. But, yeah, I'm like, now I just haven't been a fan of winter because, like, it's cold. But once there's, like, snow and beaver, our
ski resort's open. I need more sweatpants. You know? Let's end this with a nice quote.
Where'd it go?
Oh, no.
No. Where'd it go?
Wait.
Oh, I have so many quotes saved in my head. In my phone. I've remembered some, but then I forgot some.
The past does not dictate the future. You do. That was off the top of my head. I just made that up. Solid. I probably looked at it.
No, I got one. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Most generic quote on the planet.
Well, fun time spending with you. I'm now standing up. Lewis is below me like a peasant. And we're going to end this off like we always have. Always will. And do every time. So,
like we always say.
Dude, I just did that.
Bruh.
I literally just did that. I literally just said
that. Say what you said again.
I don't know.
You said, we're going to end it off like we always do.
Always do, always have been, and always will. Goodbye. And
good night.
Love you guys.